This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning, everybody.
Hope you're hanging out, enjoying the day, and kicking back. Why, we got this from here.
Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. It is brought to you, of course, by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. We made it. We made it to January. We made it to the playoffs.
Oh, yeah, we finally made it. And, like, the minute you said that, though, I just felt like an instant relief, by the way. Like, I've known this since Sunday.
Yeah.
And we did the overtime show. But when you said it, just now, I'm like, oh, that's right. We did make it. We are into the playoff week. We are into January. We are into put up or shut up territory.
Survive in advance, do or die, put up or shut up.
Does not matter how you do it at this point. There should be no... And ready? I think I'm going to do something here 2 minutes into the show. I am putting my hand up to swear a vow. I vow that for the next several weeks, or as long as the Bills are alive, I will not complain about a singular win.
Like, just get it done, yeah.
Yeah, like, I don't care how ugly it is. I'm not going to be like, oh, but they didn't do this, or I'm a little concerned about this against this team. Nope, I'm going to shut the entire way up.
Well, I mean, I've even kind of gotten there, too, with like how their offense operates, because it's become quite apparent, pretty obvious. The Bills do their best work when all three tight ends are healthy. Like that group is essentially their number one receiver as a group. When they are all in, Kincaid, Knox, and Hawes, they can do some damage. And it's been their best wins. Their best offensive outputs have been with those guys in the lineup, even if it's rushing attacks. And like I got there, like, I don't love it in the long term, but in the short term, if that's what works, if that's what gets it done, great. And I will say, Derek, I mean, you mentioned it, you know, however long this goes, it could end on Sunday at around 4 when the game wraps up. I will say, though, I've started to really like Jacksonville. It started late with the Denver win, but they've looked good. Trevor Lawrence has looked like a completely different quarterback over the last 8 to 9 weeks, especially once they've acquired Jacoby Myers. The defense is young and aggressive. Liam Cohen is one of the, you know, young offensive-minded head coaches that just seem to land anywhere and do very well. There's a few misses, but there's a lot of wins. There's a lot of hits. If they're able to go into Jacksonville, and I know it's not the most aggressive crowd in the world, but this is also a franchise that hasn't won a road playoff game since 92. And with that, Allen is 0-4 on the road. That would make McDermott 0-5. If they can go get a road playoff win and beat this Jags team...
Mm-hmm.
I said it on Sunday. I said it last night on the nightcap. I will think they can beat anyone in the AFC. We'll get to the NFC if they get to the Super Bowl, but I'm not worrying about that side of the bracket until it's like the AFC Championship game if they get there. If they can get past this Jacksonville team, I don't really know who can beat them in the AFC. Because they do feel like, I'm not saying they're necessarily a great team. They can earn that in this run here. But they're a very good team, and they seem to not have any real weakness. Their weakness, legitimately, might just be their inexperience.
Yes, and that's for a lot of teams here.
Mm-hmm.
Entering this playoff field, Josh Allen's second in playoff wins among starting quarterbacks. And yes, I know I subscribe to the QB wins aren't a stat, but this is a noteworthy thing that people are measuring. It's Aaron Rodgers with 11, and he's been playing forever now. Allen with 7, second. He has more wins in the postseason than Jalen Hurts does. The man's got a Super Bowl.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But now you're also facing a playoff field where there are 3 players in your playoff field with 0. Another with 1. And then there's Aaron Rodgers with the worst team in the postseason field, and that includes Carolina, and C.J. Stroud and the Texans. So there is something to the Bills have something that other teams in this playoff field don't. Experience. As a team, they have the experience. The Steelers have plenty of experience of making the playoffs. They don't have a lot of experience in winning in it at this point. In the AFC, the Bills have an interesting advantage. But now we actually get to test the theory of, okay, how much does it really matter?
Right. I mean, like, honestly, like, this entire year has felt like, I think for many fans, a very exhausting exercise of how talented is this team? How much is it really just one or two guys kind of willing them to wins? Because I want to put James Cook in that category as well. I know early on it was, where would they be without Josh Allen? You got the NFL's leading rusher. I think you have to put him in that category.
There is something
as well
that you have to balance in there. Yes.
But man, it does feel like they are at a bit of a crossroads. All of the pressure, I don't think, is on them. Like, I do not subscribe to the theory that if they lose this game, Sean McDermott is out, or that even Brandon Bean's going to get fired. And that one I can maybe get more on board with than the head coach. But it does feel like a super important moment for a number of these elder statesman teams. The Bills just happen to be the only one that made it. Baltimore didn't, Kansas City didn't, and to be fair, Joe Burrow hasn't been in since like 22, 23.
23.
It's been a while for him.
Yep.
And so this kind of feels like a big moment. And yeah, I don't love that every national talking head seems to be putting all the pressure and the world on Allen and the Bills to win the playoff, to win the Super Bowl this year because of the playoff field. But also, yeah, it kind of makes sense.
That's where the narrative goes.
Yeah, you're the future Hall of Fame quarterback in a bracket with a bunch of unknowns and maybe goods. You kind of have to be the guy to do it. I'm not saying that's fair, but nationally and collectively, how people will talk about Allen's career 5 to 10 years after he's retired, they probably will go back to these playoffs, win or lose, and point to that was probably their best shot. Now, it may not all end up being on Allen. It may go to something like a Bean not making a move for a receiver, especially because they may lose to a team in Jacksonville who it's pretty much universally agreed upon. That's sort of what saved them.
Yeah, Myers being acquired.
Is Jacoby Myers winding up there? So, there is a lot of pressure, a lot of stress, I think, on especially this game, because afterwards then it just becomes you might just be in the normal situation.
Thank you for bringing up Myers. Sunday's
going to be wild.
Sunday's going to be wild, but thank you for bringing up Myers, because there's also another thing in this. You mentioned how you don't subscribe to the theory that anyone gets fired, and I would agree with you. But Jacoby Myers, there's another anecdote, another public anecdote that that's seen as a subtle jab by the head coach to the GM. McDermott's asked yesterday about, the Jaguars, and there's a little bit of praise for how that acquisition helped them.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe there is a change because they're still butting heads. Because, again, there's a public perception right now that, yeah, there's another shot at the GM. And I don't know if that was actually intended by McDermott. I don't want to put the intention there. But at the same time, people are paying attention.
We've been down this road a few times now.
We've been down this road a few times this year. People are writing these things down. They're taking notes. They're going, hang on a dang minute. And yet, at the same time, when it comes to the narrative, fair or unfair, that's what happens when you're the team that is still consistently in the dance and you are consistently left on the stage with no one to dance with at the end. You're not the Steelers, a team that everyone dismisses as like not a real threat. You are one of the threats. You're the one waiting for that flower and you're not picked. And you're sitting there like one of the last two or three teams within the conference and you're not going. That's where the problem lies. Fair or unfair, the Bills have created, unfortunately, a narrative that a lot of people can easily cling to. I hate it, for one. Personally, don't care. It doesn't mean that it's over if the Bills don't win it this year. It doesn't mean that at all. Not in the slightest. As long as Josh Allen is employed by the Buffalo Bills, they have a chance.
I mean, yeah, like until Allen's like 34, I'm not even going to like be entertaining those conversations.
Right. However, as a team, as a franchise, there should be a little bit of pressure on them. I don't think the locker room cares. And this is where the experience is going to help them. They've already dealt with the hardship year in and year out. That's good. Use it. Not a lot of these teams this year know how this feels.
I mean,
not a lot of teams know the playoff exit yet.
You're even, you know, you bring that up too. Liam Cohen. I heard the clip played with Jeremy and Joe earlier today talking about 1 o'clock kickoff, and he is talking about the intensity will be ramped up, the whole thing. Like, he is trying to talk about like what the playoffs will be, and we know that especially in sports like the NHL and the NBA, where the game looks significantly different from the regular season to the postseason. NHL is maybe the most famous for this, is that if you watch an NHL playoff game versus a regular season game, it doesn't even look like the same sport. Mm-hmm. The NFL is around the same, where the intensity is ramped up. All of a sudden, the quarterbacks do mean more. The defenses mean more. Allen, we can go through his stats all we want. His game elevates to a different level than many others. We don't know how a lot of these guys will react. Sam Darnold has become kind of the perfect modern-day study, or like the last 2 years, mm-hmm. where as the season winds down, the games start to mean more.
Lights get brighter.
He hasn't necessarily performed as well. Where Allen has sort of been the opposite. Jalen Hurts is maybe actually the perfect example. He's fine in the regular season, maybe even at times bad, but in the postseason, in the Super Bowls,
he steps it up.
Very, very good. We don't know what Lawrence is going to look like. We don't know what Drake May or Bo Nix are really going to look like. Each of them have had one or two opportunities. May, none at this point.
We do have a semblance of what Trevor Lawrence has looked like, and that's okay. He's been okay. He's been pretty much Trevor Lawrence. He's had his bright spots,
mm-hmm.
the Charger game, and then every other time, not so much. And every other time, I do believe, only constitutes for one other game, and that was the one right after.
It was Kansas City. And so ultimately, he ends that 2022 postseason just over 60 completion percentage, 5 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. His passer rating is 72.1.
I wonder how many picks he threw against Kansas City now.
Yeah, I want to go back to that because I think it was more the Chargers. It was the first half was a disaster. Oh, then he rectifies it in the second half. But I need to go look back at that postseason.
But even then, if you're going to dig yourself that big of a hole, looking at you, Bills, don't do it.
Well, yeah.
Don't do the digging yourself into a 21-0 hole in the first half. Don't do it. Like, yes, it worked in the regular season against the Patriots, but can you get away with that multiple times? Probably not. But when I think about these sorts of things, yeah, we don't know about Nix. Nix has played one postseason game. We don't know about May. I feel like we know about Herbert.
Yeah,
he has collapsed.
He has bad moments.
He has absolutely collapsed in the playoffs already. And the Chargers do it as a whole. I do wonder if Jim Harbaugh is going to be able to fix some of that stigma that the Chargers do carry around.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
But the Bills are a team that, when you look at the consistency throughout the postseason, he has a better percentage of wins in the playoffs or wins per playoff year than even Aaron Rodgers. Rodgers has 11 wins in the playoffs. Aaron Rodgers has been playing for more than 11 years.
Mm-hmm.
It gets to a point where you should have the expectations on you. You're the favorite son, and the stage has been set. And that's how the national media is going to look at it. It's Tuesday, and I'm tired.
I can't wait.
Like, I'm tired of already hearing about it, really. Of, it has to be now. First of all, no, it doesn't. Just because it's written in the stars doesn't mean that humanity follows it. Trust me on that with any context. But I will look at this team and go, I'm not going to say quite that I agree, but man, if there's a time to put up the kill shot, it's now. It's a good opportunity. I can't wait to hear about the, what do they call it now? Like, the soft, you guys got through without Kansas City and without the Ravens.
Yeah, every championship ever always has the excuses of this team was hurt, this team wasn't in it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's everybody.
I can't wait for the, Mickey Mouse.
Mm-hmm.
That's what, yeah. I'm looking forward to facing the Mickey Mouse AFC champions or Mickey Mouse Super Bowl champions, because get it done. Let us actually do this. And I think I'm more excited because what we've been saying for weeks, Zach. What's the best reason that you have for the Bills when they're on their downswing of like, oh, they can beat anyone. They can also lose to anyone. This AFC playoff field is unpredictable and kind of meh. And now we're here. This is the meh. We're here.
Yeah.
We now get to see it in action. The Bills are part of it. But can they just get through this muddled, disgusting mess?
Going to find out on Sunday at 1. 803-0550, the number to call. It's the early days. It's only Tuesday. But what are your confidence levels at the moment for the Bills when they do take on the Jags on Sunday? We'll read your tweets as well, but we'll go to the phones here first. Alan is up first. Alan, how are we doing today?
Hey, good. How you guys doing? I just wanted to share something. There's a reason why the Bills are favored 1.5 points. And that spread didn't move at all yesterday. I heard a couple comments, people saying, oh, that's going to come down. It's going to be a pick 'em. I actually think, and I was watching something on DraftKings not too long ago, that spread might go up to 2, 2.5 by week's end. And another factor is you got to take an advantage is the crowd. Mm-hmm. I truly believe the Bills will have probably 30 to 35% people there. You can already see it. Jacksonville, there's a on Twitter, don't sell your tickets to Bills fans. How do you know? You don't know. These places don't give information where to sell your tickets to. My other point is this. The tight ends is the X factor. They're not great at covering tight ends, and they don't get to the quarterback. I really believe you're going to see the playoff Josh Allen come back. He was really ticked at that Eagles game, and when Allen gets ticked and this team goes on a roll, I just think he's going to be the huge part. And I look, and I know they're number one against the rush, number one against the pass. But I think Cook's going to have a big day, and I think our two tight ends and Allen are going to James Cook and Brandon Cooks are going to have really good days. I'll hang up and listen to you. But look at that spread. That's going to go up.
Yeah, Alan, thanks for the call. It is curious. I actually think eventually it will get to the point where the Jags are favored. The Bills are, I think, nationally a lot of it's Josh Allen and a bunch of guys. Cook maybe has entered that conversation, but I think eventually, at least as the week goes on, I think more people are just going to look at the Jags might be just playing better football at the moment. I will also say on defense, you bring up a good point with the tight ends. They're 19th in DVOA in covering tight ends. The yards, they give up a lot, what have you, but a lot of these games, especially late in the year, they've been up on teams. Teams aren't running on them. They're just throwing the ball over the yard, just trying to do anything, get anything going. They've been up on them early. And in terms of getting after the quarterback, the sack numbers I don't believe are very high. I think they're fairly low in that. But in terms of their pressure percentage, their hurry percentage, their QB knockdowns, they're top 10, top 15. Again, it's not like it's the Houston Texans or the Denver Broncos, where you are kind of worried about that or Philadelphia Eagles, where you're just constantly worried about it. They are athletic. They're young. They're fast. This has the looks of a team that just had a bad head coach that finally all the young talent is starting to emerge at the same time because they got the coaching staff right. I think this is going to have to come down to Allen just being the first ballot Hall of Fame quarterback that he is. We go through like a bunch of these guys and the unknowns they are in the playoffs. Allen's not that. Allen, at this point, especially after his first year, has been nothing but money in the playoffs, literally outside of 1 year past 2020. Of course, 2019, you have the loss against Houston. But since his emergence as this great quarterback, 2022 is the only year where he has equal touchdowns to interceptions. Outside of that, it's four passing touchdowns, no picks, four passing touchdowns, no picks, nine no picks, 5-1 in 2020. Also, you look at the rushing numbers as well. He puts up three rushing touchdowns in 23, two last year. You know, he is somebody that just takes over postseason games. He plays his best ball at this time. I think it was great. Bills were able to get him to rest. They didn't really have to worry about playing for seeding. They ultimately get the win with the backups in pretty, you know,
convincingly,
emphatic fashion. But yeah, Allen plays his best. I mean, if you want to look at passer rating, 109.6 last year, 101.7 the year prior. His yards per game as well, 212 last year, 194 the year prior. So they don't even necessarily ask a lot of him in these last two games throwing the ball. But this is where he is at his best, is in the postseason, and they're going to need it.
And also, though, there's a sour taste in his mouth over the last 2 years. You had the football with an opportunity to make a difference in the game, and you didn't. That's going to sit there. That's going to be remembered by him. I know that. That's an athlete thing. Like, I don't like to assume feelings. I'll assume that one, because athletes do hold on to every chip that they can on their shoulder, as tiny as it could be. But this one's a big chip. This is one that he will want to overcome. Just as a player, you want to do that. It's not even about us talking about it. It's already there. It's already in the register. The passing and rushing situation with Jacksonville, we had a couple of callers on the overtime show about that. One was worried about how Jacksonville is so stout against the defense, against the run, and it's a little bit of a fallacy. Jacksonville's gotten up quickly on a lot of subpar teams in their win streak, so it does skew the numbers a little bit there. I do think that the Bills will be able to establish a run game against Jacksonville. And like you said, this isn't Houston, this isn't Denver, where they play a disrespectful brand of defense.
They're there to punish you for showing up.
Houston in particular. They don't disguise their coverage, and they don't blitz you, and they will still beat you. But even Houston, they're playing for a decent, like, they still had some of their starters in on defense and got trampled over by Riley Leonard. So, once again, we are back to who are all of these teams really? And that includes Buffalo. However, when it comes to playoff track record, I do also know something else. As of late, the Bills defense has been doing enough. And that's through this season as well. They've been doing enough. What does enough constitute? Well, that depends on the game. But they've been doing enough every game. Whether it's, okay, we're getting ourselves into a track meet, we can't make a stop, and then, oh, hey, guess what? Here's the timely stops that our offense, who's already playing with their hair on fire, can finish the job. They make the timely stop. In the losses, how often have we blamed the defense in losses?
It gets there, but
this season.
But this season, it's been those losses. It's been much more of, man, the defense actually showed up. And it's the offense that has failed them. Playoffs, it's sort of the same thing. I know with Kansas City, it's, you know, they put up a ton of yards and a ton of points. But you mentioned, and I think correctly, no, the last 2 years, your offense had a chance with the ball to go win, and they didn't.
Because the defense has made timely stops.
Yeah, timely stops.
They've done enough to get it done to where, okay, now you have an opportunity with the football to win this thing. And that they've carried that into this entire year. They've done enough for you to get the job done. So, yeah, the narrative is going to be there, lazy as it may be. But I'm not going to go ahead and just outright say that it's wrong. That's where it's tiring to me, is finding that balance.
803-0550, the number to call. The Bills will come in somewhat shorthanded, or at least they're expected to, on defense. Bills head coach Sean McDermott did speak with the media yesterday. Max Harrison unlikely to play, as he did pick up that ankle injury. Not really sure exactly what kind of ankle injury it is, but he's unlikely to play closer to week to week. While guys like Matt Prater and Ty Johnson are considered day to day, the Bills are expected also to bring in kickers, though, later today to work out just in case Prater cannot go. Again, the number to call, 803-0550. It is Tuesday. It's the early days of the week, but what are your confidence levels in the Bills as they're ready to take on the Jacksonville Jaguars in Jacksonville on Sunday at 1 o'clock in the wild card round. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive X Point Show on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.